Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Today on Daily Pop, we are going all out. It is Zendaya, Ciara, Emily. We are hitting the red carpet with all of the stylish stars at the CFDA Fashion Awards. We're also going to take you inside the country music's biggest night with Carrie and Nicole. Okay, also, Erica Jane is encouraging men to hit her up in her DMs. And Adele is getting real about the struggle to find a date and find friends in Hollywood. So Justin and Morgan are out today. I am Nina Parker, but I'm here with two amazing actresses. Terry Hatcher is here.
Good morning.
And Melissa Peterman.
Hi.
Oh, thank you ladies for joining us. I'm so excited.
So happy to
this
be here.
This is so ready. Fun to be here.
This
I'm ready.
Night.
Let's get into it.
But before we get started, you guys, today is Veterans Day, and we want to thank all of the brave men and women who have served our country.
Yes,
all right, guys.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
Cheers
yes,
to you.
Absolutely.
All right, 11/11, you guys, is also Singles Day, if you didn't know.
Oh,
so shout out to me.
I'm gonna live through vicariously through both of you.
Okay.
I've been married 22 years, so what's that like?
Yes, it's you get your day in February. Terry
yeah,
and
okay,
I are
okay,
gonna
okay, okay. You get your day.
It's Singles Day. High five, girl.
High five. You know, it's 1111.
It's 1111.
And do you know that's supposed to be like a single person? That's why.
Oh, is that
that's why?
That's
picked
a little
it.
More depressing.
It is. I know, but you know.
Is it a single person or is it like just like
it's
more of a group thing?
It sounds like a foursome. We'll talk about that later. Okay, you guys, let's talk about another single person, Erica Jane. So her divorce from Tom Girardi is not final yet, but that is not stopping her from telling people to slide up in her DMs. She was asked about guys and what they should know about her dating life, and her reply was, "Slide into my DMs and you'll find out." Apparently, if you guys have tried to slide into the Beverly Hills Housewives DMs, including randomly Jose Canseco.
What?
That's
really?
Very random to me. Terry, how do you guys feel about you? I can't include
just,
you in this.
Just the word sliding into anything, I don't know. I would stop right there.
Yes, yes. That feels, I'm a housewives, I watch them all, but
yes,
I just feel like she's got a lot more on her plate right now to think about dating. But
maybe she should prioritize a little bit.
A little bit, but again, you're talking to somebody, I don't think I've ever been slid into. I've never slid into anybody.
Wait, you've been married 22 years?
No, and I've never.
Hope so.
No, we don't slide into it. We think about it. We prepare. It's a long process. It's not just a quick slide.
Terry, is there anybody in your DMs?
Well, I mean, that would certainly not be a place that I would be looking for.
Really? Instagram is now like the
that's what people
highest think. Rated dating app. That's where people are meeting the most. It's not even the dating apps, it's Instagram.
And people are finding love. I mean, has anyone slid into your DMs?
All the time. People slide to my DMs. Yes.
Have you ever responded?
Really?
You go out?
I have a couple of times, not recently, but it's led to a couple of dates in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would make you say, yeah, is it the blue check or like?
No, I don't
not
care
even...
about the blue check.
Okay, so.
But it's just like, it's the approach,
it's,
you know.
It's gotta be one
and
line
also,
that's
ultimately,
really great.
Ultimately, your profile has to match up with your real life.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
You have to be who you say you are. But yeah, I mean, but even if you're married, people are sliding into the DMs.
I gotta check my DMs. How do I check my DMs? Does anyone, like, I just go to the...
It's that upper right corner.
You know what?
I will say, I DM'd somebody. I DM'd Helene York. Do you guys know who this is? She's the actress on The Other Two.
Okay.
Love. She's brilliant. She's so brilliant. And there, really briefly, there was this scene. I was watching the show, and she's on an airline, and there was a piece of dialogue that mentioned my name. And it was, I was just on my couch watching. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. So I slid into her DMs. Not creepy or anything.
I'm gonna throw this out there. Maybe this is why it's Singles Day. You're not sliding into the DMs to talk about acting scenes. You need to slide in to a DM and like ask them out.
I gotta tell Terry, I almost slid into her DMs. I am rewatching Seinfeld on Netflix. And saw your iconic scenes
you
on
did.
There. I was like, I'm gonna have to slide in Terry's DMs. I'm gonna see her. I might have to show up in these things.
If you slid in, I would definitely like get back to you. But it's not a place to be dating.
No, you
can
make a new friend on Instagram as well. So it's not just for shooting your shot, you know, for dates. You know, sometimes you go slide in for a brunch.
You know what? I learn something new every day here on Daily Pop.
All right, well, we'll keep you guys posted on our DMs. But last night, Harry and Meghan made a big return to the red carpet, and they got all glam for the salute to Freedom Gala.
Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, okay, wow. So you guys, her dress.
Gorgeous.
I mean.
Stunning.
Stunning. Did you see? Look at the back.
Even from the back, the dress
beautiful.
Is good when it's good from the back. It looks phenomenal.
She looks very
good
in red.
Too. You guys, we got to talk about how things really get good, because it's more about the tea than the outfits.
Okay.
Because you guys remember last year when Meghan Markle claimed in a court filing that she and Prince Harry never collaborated with the authors of Finding Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that was the book that it shared very private details about the royal family. Well, apparently this may not be true, and Meghan is now apologizing. In new court documents obtained by E! News, Meghan claims that she did not remember emails with the then press secretary about his plans to meet with the authors. She said after her former press secretary admitted the book was discussed directly with the Duchess in person and over email. So it looks like she may have actually collaborated. Does any of this surprise you guys?
I don't think I'm surprised necessarily. I mean, the details, if anyone remembers, they seem very specific.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they wanted control of the information, but they didn't want anyone to know it was them. They didn't want to. But why wouldn't you want to be in control? If someone's writing a book about you, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, I would like to have some input. I want them to get it right, you know? So I don't think I'm surprised.
I think it's a complicated situation of... If you're not really driving the book, but you know it's being written, so you don't maybe really want it to happen anyway, but then you also want to put in your input, it's complicated.
It's hard. You can't really win for losing, right?
Yeah,
because they've had so much negative press, even when she was just dating him. I can understand wanting to control the narrative. I guess where people are feeling like it's a little sticky is the fact that they consistently denied, and I guess there was an email where Harry even said, we can't let people publicly know.
But why do you think that is? I mean, do you think it would matter that if they knew that it was them that gave out the information? Or
I just feel like the royals do things differently. I feel like their rules are so different.
Maybe they're not supposed
to be a part of that stuff.
Maybe.
I think the truth is, though, it's
hard to keep, if you are actively lying, which I'm certainly not saying that they were, but...
Right.
To be fair, no one's writing a book about me, so I have no idea. I mean, if anyone was, I wouldn't know. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I don't know.
I feel like they do a lot of good, and that's more important.
Yeah. If it's any different than, like, celebs who speak out against headlines, who tweet or go on Instagram comments and say, hey, like, this is not how it happened. Mm. Like, it's just kind of being a part of your own narrative. I think people are just saying that the first denial. But I will say, Meghan has had a lot going on.
Yeah.
She's had two pregnancies. Like, maybe she did forget that she had
maybe
a meeting. How many meetings do you have where you just kind of
pregnancy
forget?
Brain is a thing.
It's a real thing. It is a real,
exactly.
thing.
A real thing.
We're gonna give them a break on
guys.
Now, let me ask you something though. If someone was writing a book about like your relationship, not just about you, but your relationship, would you want to participate in that?
Well, for me, they'd be having to write a book about my relationship with my dog. Because that's the last relationship so far back. No one would remember any details. So I don't know. But yeah, I. I just keep going to, wouldn't want somebody writing a book about me. If I was going to write a book about me, I would write the book about me. Like,
I mean, the only person that can really write a book about your relationship is the two people in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because nobody else knows it. Nobody knows what goes on. You know, a partnership has its own, you know, currency, language, its own sort of thing. So, yeah, if it would have to be John, my husband, writing it, and I clearly would have some input on that.
Yes. I want to hear what John has to say.
I think people would like to hear what he has to say.
Let's talk about Adele, shall we? Because she is saying that it's hard to date and make friends in L.A. So she admits she avoided becoming friends with her neighbor. Her neighbors, by the way, were Nicole Richie and Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
So very poppin' neighborhood. At first, she said she thought that she wasn't famous enough
to be
friends with them.
Wow.
Okay. Which I can't even believe that. And she tells the New Rolling Stone, that she also struggled because she never wants to talk about the business. So she says that most of the time when she catches up with someone, they want to know all about my work. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. Can we talk about something else? Now, this is actually a really good question.
Yeah.
Because you guys are both actresses. Is that something you want to avoid?
Well, I feel really lucky because having a child, which, you know, I did 24 years ago, defined my best friendships were all mom friends.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, mom friends with their kids that were kids with my friends. And that's really been the dynamic of my chosen family for 20 plus years. And hardly any of them are in the business.
Yeah.
You know, they all are.
You like that.
Yeah, I mean, and so they love me as a mom and a friend, and I love them as a friend and a mom, and the business isn't really, of course, we're all supportive, but nobody cares.
I love that.
Yeah.
Melissa, are you friends with a lot of Hollywood movers and shakers?
I barely have time to be here today. So many Hollywood people to hang out with. First of all, I just want to tell Adele, if she's watching, that we do have a space free in my book club. So if you'd like to join and just hang out and just be regular old Addie, we'll call you Addie or whatever you want. You can hang out in our book club. We'd love it.
Addie.
You can come on in. We don't read the book. We just drink. So please come join us. But yeah, I would say the same thing. When Riley, I have a 16-year-old, and I think you definitely compartmentalize, sort of
right.
Like, I've got my mom friends, I've got my work friends. I will say I'm lucky enough that, you know, Reba, that cast is tight, and the baby daddy cast, like, I do have work friends.
Yes.
But we really, first of all, nobody cares what I do
anymore.
You're not anymore.
Talking
about like, work.
And that's the same thing I feel like with me, because I do entertainment news, so I feel like my friends always want to talk about, you know, like last night I had a friend who wanted to talk about Real Housewives, and I was like, girl, like I did an 8-hour bid yesterday about, you know, like I don't want to talk about this right now. Like, and I almost blank out when I'm offset about what's going on because we talk about it so much. Mm. So I, you know, it's not on that level, but I understand like not wanting to talk about, nobody wants to talk about work 24/7.
Right.
No, but
right.
I understand having a job.
No matter
so
what
cool,
business you're in, business, and like accountants don't want to talk about, you know, your taxes. No one
right.
does. Yeah.
But Adele's life is cool, so I get people wanting to know about it. But
yeah.
You know.
I also identify though with not leading with what you don't think of yourself as famous.
Right.
Like I don't think you walk around thinking. So I get that she feels that way.
Yeah. She like, does, and it's crazy to me that the people who are the most famous don't feel like they are, and then you have like reality stars who think they're super famous.
That is an interesting point.
It's a very, very weird juxtaposition,
isn't it?
We're gonna sit on that for a little bit, you guys, but coming up, our big night out with Zendaya, Ciara, and Emily, and we're gonna tell you what got Zendaya a little flustered. Plus, is Lady Gaga giving up music or acting? You have to hear what she told us right after this.
Wow, they look amazing.
Yeah,
I know.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Zendaya made history last night at the CFDA Awards. She just became the youngest person ever to be honored with the Fashion Icon Award. And she proved why she deserves all of the flowers when she stepped onto the red carpet. I mean, look at this
outfit. Wow, I almost wore that today. I mean,
let me tell you something. I wear that, we shutting some things down, girl. They gonna shut this network all the way off.
Gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Looks stunning, you guys. Here is what she told Zanna on the red carpet.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. You're amazing, you're amazing. Tell me what you're wearing.
They're weighing tonight. Yes.
You are being honored as fashion icon tonight, following in Rihanna, Beyonce, all these amazing twos.
How do you feel?
I can't even answer that question. I don't know how to feel. This is such a dream, I think, for both of us, and I really don't know. I don't know how to even put it into words. Yeah, I feel incredibly honored. So.
Well, you deserve it more than anyone, and as do you, my dear. So, Tom Ford chose you because he said you light up a room. And you literally,
well, with assistance from Neon. You know. He's so sweet. I'm honored. I really am. I love it.
Well, your look is amazing tonight. Christopher John designed it. Did anyone help you at home? Are the kids, are the girls getting involved in your style?
They did not get involved, but they love this so much. I sent them a picture and they think it's pretty cool.
Approved.
Thank you to Christian Siriano for allowing me to dress in a fantasy.
And this, you are personified ray of sunshine.
Christian turned me into a sunshine with tulle. Tulle is one of my very favorite materials ever in the history of clothes. And it's played many roles. I also love bright color.
I just want to hang out with you two, by the way. What is it about Tom Ford outfit that just makes a woman feel so sexy?
Oh my gosh. Tom just, I mean, he just has all the right elements all in one. I just feel like whenever you put on something from Tom Ford, it's a feeling. It's a vibe. It's a mood.
Now, when you were getting ready tonight, with the family there, do they weigh in on your fashion choices?
You know, my babies are back in Seattle with dad. But they always do weigh in. And my baby girl, Sienna, she loves fashion. She's the boss. She's like 4 years old going on 21.
Wow. I mean, the ladies brought it. We were in here gagging over the fashion.
Wow.
Did you guys have a favorite?
Emily Blunt.
Ooh,
is it tangerine or tangerine color?
Yes.
Maybe that is impeccable.
No shirt underneath, just jewelry.
I wish I could pull that no shirt off thing.
There's not enough.
No, there's not enough gaffer's tape to like lift and separate.
Terry, I'll bring over my hot glue gun and we will get that situated for you.
I loved Zendaya, but I will say Emily Blunt's suit is perfection.
I'm super into the suit right now.
But you love the Tom Ford as well.
I did. The waistline and the neckline is just gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I'm here for all of it. They look like they had so much fun.
They did. And can again, so you think that Zendaya, she's the youngest one to receive the award? Do we know that for sure?
Yes.
I mean, she is, how old is she?
She's 24.
Gorgeous.
Yes. So gorgeous. And well deserved, by the way.
I also feel like when you see this, like you also, the clothes are so beautiful, but you also see the beautiful, talented person behind it. You know, when the clothes aren't wearing you, but you're wearing the clothes.
That's true.
It's kind of great when you can have that combination, and they all do.
I mean, look, this is just inspiration for days, you guys. Mm-hmm. We can talk about this forever, but we got to move on because we got to talk about Lala Anthony. So she's been in the business for 20 years, but she said she still has to audition. And here's what she admitted on the Angie Martinez show.
Most times I kind of do. Like, I can get to the producers, but I do have to audition. Nothing is, like, handed to me. I think for certain roles, they'll know, like, oh, La could do this. But then there's others that they're like, let's see if La could do this. So I do audition. And I'm not afraid of it because I want to prove myself. I don't want to, you don't have to hand me anything.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to work hard and prove myself.
Now, Lala's been in the business for a while, you know, and you guys know more about acting than I do. So let me know, is this normal? Someone who's been in the business, who's well-known, is it normal to still audition?
I think it is. Yeah. And I think really even at the most top levels, like there's weird things that happen now, like for big movies, they'll like even directors will have to shoot like a scene just to prove to the studio that it can work, and it's strange.
I've been in been in an audition, and I'm sitting next to people. I'm like, that wonderful person sitting next to me, I'm pretty sure that a set piece from one of the shows she was on is in the Smithsonian.
Right.
As far as, like, it's been in television history, and you're making her come and audition, and I think it is part of the business, and it's like...
But I also think, like, for me personally, I think it's agents and managers that sort of try to protect you or the ego around should you audition. But I personally love auditioning because... One, I think that's our craft, right? Like you get to explore and figure out what this character is. But two, I like knowing that whoever's hiring me actually has seen me
do
a choice that they approve of, so that when I show up on the set, no one's surprised. You know, like they know what they hired.
And it's always good to get something that you worked for, right? Yeah, that people can't later say to you, oh, this was handed to you.
Right, right. I mean, I think we all like to think, I mean, you would love to be at a place where you're like, your offer only, where people are just calling it up and you're just fielding offers. But I think that even for the people offers. We think that they are, like, oh, so many came in today. But I think that you're saying that at every level, it sort of happens. And mm-hmm. I like being seen. I used to love auditioning a lot more than I do now. Mm-hmm. I used to love auditioning.
Now
I get a little bit more angsty about it. And I don't know if it's just age or... age.
I think women too, right?
What?
Isn't it a new process this
day?
Self-tape.
I mean, over COVID, the whole self-tape was really. I'm too old for that.
I tried to do like 20 self-tapes. I think one worked. My self-tape is like this. Hi, I'm Melissa Peterman. Would you be quiet? I don't know where your shoes are. Someone put the dogs out. Like, I don't have an estate. I don't have lighting or an assistant.
I don't either. My whole house is so filled with color, and which I love color, but they'll tell you to do it in front of
like
a neutral background.
Right.
I have no, I'm walking around my whole house. Nope, not there, not there.
Your own crew for auditions these days.
Yeah, and it's really hard.
I mean,
and I'm not sure if we'll ever go back into a casting, but I do think that in great casting agents and people, they are so great about getting the best of you out of that room, because I think auditioning is very different from the actual process of acting sometimes as well. It's like, can you just hold yourself together for 3 minutes? And then once you're in the role, but that's my TED talk about acting. I don't know. I want to come audition. Call me.
Yes, I want to audition too.
You want to go audition for something. I'm not even an actress. I mean, we have to talk about the acting school of Melissa and Terry. All right, you guys, coming up, get ready, Terry. We are putting you in the hot seat over something that we busted you doing. Plus, we're hanging with the cast of House of Gucci, and Lady Gaga is fessing up about a big failure. You guys, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Middle-aged makeup is a full-on craft project. Scrape, spackle, sand, patch, fill, tape, lift, coat, smooth spray. Yeah, and then you can put on lipstick. I used to buy my makeup at Sephora, and now I get it in bulk at Michael's.
Yeah!
Yourself. That is Terry making her stand-up comedy debut. Okay, we've got to talk about how this came about. You did fantastic.
Come on.
Oh my God, you guys laughed.
It
came about because, oh my God, it's such a long story. I'll try to make it short. It came about because right before COVID, I have this friend who's a writer and comedian, and she does this big comedy show where she has actors sort of write a comedic story and stand up on stage and raise money for charity. So I had done this piece that was kind of based around the story of where I went to see my gynecologist because I hadn't had sex in like forever, and I was maybe gonna have sex with this guy, but I really wasn't sure if it still worked.
You went to the doctor to make sure everything still worked?
Yes. And so as he's down there, this really happened. I was like, you know, I didn't know what to say, and then I finally said, does it look like a guy would have a good time in there?
Okay.
And he backed away, and he looked at me, and he went, Terry, you have a totally average vagina.
I don't know.
Average.
Yeah, I know. But average. I just felt like it was from that point of like being average and feeling like I'm an aging woman and like what do women feel as they age and being single and being an empty nester.
I love this.
And all that kind of like wanting to put myself out there to tell women's stories on behalf of making fun of myself and make them feel less alone. So that's where it came from.
You did great, Melissa. You do comedy. How do you feel Terry did?
I laughed. I full-on, genuine full-out laugh. And again, we were talking about this. It's the scariest thing you will ever do because you know, you can't, there's no one that can save you. You're out there on your lone. It's so brave. I think you killed it. And yes, you have to speak, you have to tell what you know. And that's the secret when you say self-deprecating. Like for me, that I'm never going to, no one should walk away from comedy feeling bad about themselves. It's like, I'm going to be the biggest joke. Right. I'm going to make sure that you know that I'm going to make fun of myself first. Right. And so no one, I don't want to make people feel bad. And so speaking of, you're talking about, you know, an aging woman and your average vagina. But are there any topics?
Too much for me.
I would have said, sir, I'd like a second opinion.
Jay, I would tell you, there's a lot of people who just want average. So I think, you know what I mean?
Well,
I mean,
you're right. After, talk about sliding into DMs. Now that you know that.
Maybe we already went there. I don't even know if I should ask this question anymore. But are there any topics that are off limits? Clearly not.
I don't think there should be. I think that's the funniest thing. Yeah. You can discuss everything. But also, you are reuniting with James Denton.
Yeah.
We got to talk about this. Which, it's for A Kiss Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes.
It airs November 21st.
Love it.
Are you excited about this? I mean, you already shot it, but...
We did. We just had the best time. I think both of us... really just led with the idea that Mike and Susan on Desperate Housewives really got gypped out of the Happily Ever After because he got killed three episodes before it was over.
That really takes it away
that
from a happy ending.
That takes it away. Once you're dead, you can't
come
back.
You gotta redo that.
So this was a way for those for fans to be able to see us together and sort of have a happier ending come out of it. And our chemistry's still there. We've always been friends. We had such a good time. It was like... that thing where there's no time, but a lot of time, but no time has passed.
I love that. And you know, that's always a real relationship. But Melissa, I hear that you have something to share about James.
I do. I don't know if you could tell just from sitting next to me, but I too have kissed Jamie Denton.
Oh.
On the Reba TV show we kissed him, and my character sang Amazing Grace after I kissed him. And I believe I took his gum out of his mouth in that when we kissed.
Melissa!
So it's kind of like we've had a threesome.
We kind of have. We've got that. We've got
talking about threesomes and average vaginas. Good morning. In America. All right.
Yeah. Yes. Happy Thursday. But he's such a lovely guy. And
oh,
I remember,
God,
and he
so
came
great.
In, and I think Reba got to kiss him too. Like, we were not going to mess around. If you have Jamie Denton on set, it's like you want to kiss him. But he was so kind. Also, from, I think his wife's from Minnesota as well.
Yeah.
And such a wonderful guy. And I can't wait to watch this because you guys do have such awesome chemistry.
No, we need this. This is the reunion we all need. Hopefully, it leads to an even bigger reunion with the rest of the cast.
We'll see.
You know, even more funny women of a certain age airs November 24th on Showtime, and A Kiss Before Christmas airs on Hallmark Channel November 21st. You are a very busy lady. All right, you guys, now are you ready for a little name dropping? I gotta do it.
Sure.
Lady Gaga, Selma Hayek, Jared Leto.
Wow.
Justin was able to hang out with the talented cast of, I like to say it this way, House of Gucci.
Nice.
He's talking money, power, and if Gaga would ever give up music for good.
Gucci's not exciting, and everybody knows it.
At least it's my name, sweetie.
Our name, sweetie.
Now I saw you on screen, and I thought, she is never going back on that stage again. You're gonna fall in love with this process, with the film of it all. Do you ever see yourself giving up music to pursue this full time?
I'll never give up music, no. I love music, but I do love being an actress. I always wanted to be an actress. For years, I did not believe in myself as an actor. I made it as a musician. I failed as an actress. I was terrible at auditioning. I mean, it just would totally freeze. I had no idea what was happening in the scene.
Paolo, you are Gucci. You need to dress the part.
It's chic.
I feel like no one has ever doubted you in your life. Like, you have just been...
That's absolute horseshit. You kidding me? It's amazing. But continue.
No, I'm just saying your character is like full. People doubt him and people don't believe in him, but I feel like everyone believes in you, has always believed in you. Has that always been the case?
No, it's nice to hear that from the outside, but it certainly doesn't. It's never felt like that in my life. I doubt myself enough for the rest of the world. But I think, you know, you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. But Paolo was a guy who was never seen or heard by the people that were closest to him. And that's kind of devastating.
Gucci is my name too.
It's so crazy to see a family go through something like this. You guys have lived in LA. Have you ever experienced something where greed or power got between two people who loved one another?
Yeah, I've seen it between people. I think we've all seen it in some degree or other.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what are your choices in life?
Yeah.
What's more important? What are your priorities?
I don't consider myself to be a particularly ethical person, but I am fair.
These two people were really in love, and they couldn't see that the next step, taking the next step into what they were going into, were gonna break them up. It seemed like your character knew going back in that family was going to up everything he had.
That's kind of with everything. It's so, you know, don't really know what you're getting into until you're kind of doing it. I guess that makes it tragic because he is the most wise early on and knows what the pitfalls are and still can't help but succumb to them. But I find that very, very human.
You picked a real firecracker.
She's a handful.
Bravo.
For my character, I felt like this is what she thought that he should be doing. And she wanted him to want it for himself.
Yeah.
She wanted him to be great because she believed in him. She really, truly loved him. And I think she also truly loved what he meant. What I find fascinating that, I don't think this, I mean, maybe this is giving too much away, but that, you know, when they got married, he had nothing.
That's what I love about the story.
Yeah, and so people don't know that, like, when they got married, you know, she wasn't, you know, she didn't have her shovel out digging for gold. Yeah. And I really believe that what ultimately tore them apart was that she got in and over her head, and when everybody turned their back on her, what was left? And there was nothing left for her, and she didn't feel like she mattered.
Father, son, and house of Gucci.
Yes, I'm so ready for it. House of Gucci is out November 24th. We are going to discuss during the break, you guys. But up next, Carrie Underwood, Nicole Kidman, and Jennifer Hudson. They slay at the CMAs, and we're taking you inside country's biggest night. Plus, do you sleep with your pet, and should you? That's a big debate, and it's up next.
I cannot wait to see
that. Oh, yes, country music's top stars hit the CMA Awards up last night in Nashville. You guys got to take a look at all of the hot couples. So Carrie Underwood the carpet with her husband, Mike Fisher. Nicole Kidman was there to support her man, Keith Urban, and it was Miranda Lambert's birthday yesterday, and she celebrated by striking a pose with her husband, Brendan, and it wasn't all about the looks because the CMAs were full of surprises, tears, and incredible performances.
I just feel so happy to be here, so happy to be nominated in two categories that are so massive. And, you know, I mean, of course I'd like to take one home, but I'm just happy to be here.
And the CMA Award for Female Vocalist of the Year goes to Carly Pearce!
I've had just like a crazy year, and I just want you guys to know that this means everything to me.
And the CMA Award for New Artist of the Year goes to Jimmy Allen.
First, I want to thank my father, who's no longer with us, for introducing me to country music.
With me as an artist, it's not really about winning a trophy, it's about acceptance. Man, I feel like with that nomination, I was accepted as a music creator and as an artist.
I feel like when you're in that room full of all of like country music's greatest, you get sharpened, like you feel inspired.
Night. There were so many big winners, and I was just telling you guys during the break, I'm like, I feel like the CMA is just so current, so cool. Like, everybody is just really involved and cares. I saw people tweeting about it last night.
And the performances, like, they kill it in the live performances at the CMAs. Mm-hmm. And I cried when Carly, and Jimmy Allen, it was great. It was fantastic.
It is really good to see. It just looks like there are so many people who loved country music that weren't being acknowledged before. So now I feel like it's really come to a different place.
Yeah. No, it looked really fun. It looked
And it does look it much broader than it used to be. It looked like a great evening.
And some real singers on the stages. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. It is time for Would You Do It? This is one of my favorite games.
Okay.
Do you sleep with your pet? And should you? Because new studies show it improves trust and creates a tighter bond between you and your furry friend. So sleeping with pets can also help people with depression and anxiety. So would you or do you do it? You guys both have pets, right?
I do. I sleep with my cat. My dog sleeps in my room on his bed, but my cat sleeps on me.
On me. Not on the bed.
And I'm not gonna go into it, but that's part of my stand-up too.
Okay.
My relationship with my cat.
We've dug deep already, Terry. I don't know.
She sleeps like she gets right on me. I will say it's like a live weighted blanket.
Yeah.
Like and so it does have the same anxiety.
It does release your breathing
every night. I literally get in, I get all comfortable, and I go like, Scout, that's her name. You know, come here, and she jumps up, makes herself, and it is. It's like a weighted blanket. That's totally true. They take away stress.
What about you, Melissa? You sleep with your pup?
One of our dogs, or Janet, who's no longer with us, she always did. But we have Fern, who will come up on the bed.
I love that you have a dog named Fern.
This
is very on brand for you.
Thank you. It is. And we have Fern and Junior right now. And Fern likes to get up for a while and burrow, and then she gets down, which I just love to have her up there. And Junior, our little one that you saw, there's Junior.
He's a little
low to the ground, and he can't quite get up on the bed anymore. But when he does, he will snuggle. I'm all for it. I think that pets do. They just, you know, especially during this last crazy, 18 months, without the dogs, I don't know if I would get through it. And I think they do. They just bring your anxiety level down. They're like, they're like living Ambien. Does that work?
this is my dog, Pumpkin. He and I actually just passed our dog therapy team at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So he actually has his own trading card.
Pumpkin.
There's a trading card.
I can't believe he has a trading card.
Facts about him on the back.
You guys are making me feel left out. Now I need to get a dog. Look at Pumpkin.
When he's visiting the patients and people at the family, at the hospital, it's true.
It's
true. They just stroke him and it takes away stress.
I don't have pets.
You need to get a dog.
I'm never home, child. They would call CPA on my dog. My dog would call for help. If I'm just not
your
home
dog will slide into my DMs
mother. Yes.
And ask for help.
Slide into DMs, yes. Ask for food and help, honey, and shelter. All right, you guys, coming up, Jessica Simpson drops a big surprise. The clue that she just gave us about her future. You guys stay put. can I see this?
I love
it's
this.
So...
I am here for this. Okay, Jessica Simpson is back with new music. She posted a cover of the song Particles last night. Now, her last full album was in 2010. You guys, I feel like she sounds great.
I think she sounded great. It sounds like she's ready to get back into it. Good for her. Go for it.
Reinventing herself.
Yes. We are here for Jessica Simpson. Go ahead and drop that music, girl. Okay, you guys. Our next TV fix is almost here. One of my favorite shows, Selling Sunset, just dropped its season 4 trailer. It is time for some serious binging.
It's like a sensitive subject. She was with Christine's ex.
They were engaged 2 months after we broke up.
So Emma is basically taking Christine's desk?
Wow.
I hope you see it as a professional decision.
I don't hold a grudge, but I do hold people accountable. Come down to a point where it's gonna be me or her. I want to talk
stop
to you.
Now, stop.
I mean, how do they have time to go into escrow? I mean, there's so much happening. We've got a mold inspection today.
I am so here for it, you guys. I love me some Selling Sunset. The claws are out, honey.
I mean, literally.
Literally,
the claws are out. We were talking about this. Like, I love reality TV. I think it's such a great escape, and it's fun to look at it. The real estate ones I'm not as into so much, but I do love to watch it because of it is the houses. But this one is definitely more drama than House, I think.
Yeah, Terry, I know that you're not always into the drama, but would you watch for the houses?
I might I watch for the houses, but I think honestly, I'm more of a Great British Bake Off. I think, yeah.
Derek wants to see the bacon. I am here for the drama, but I will tell you, last time I binged, I now feel like I am a Hollywood realtor when I watch the show, and I'm like on the apps trying to like price houses and driving in neighborhoods. Yeah, it's a sickness that I get when I watch the
it's
show.
It's true though. When you watch too much of those yes. shows, you do think you're
you start
like
to think you can do this.
You walk like 1.2, right. 7.6 square easy, footage. You're not going to get this per square footage right. in this neighborhood.
It's a whole thing. You really think you're a realtor, you guys. Selling Sunset is back on Netflix November 24th. I cannot wait. All right, still ahead, the hot collab that we never knew that we needed. Sweetie is talking about working with Halle Berry and what left her speechless.
Oh my God. Wow.
Sweetie has dominated the music and fashion world, and now she is getting ready to host the MTV Europe Music Awards. She is telling us what to expect and why she is teaming up with Halle Berry.
You see, sometimes I'm good. Oh, I'm very good. But sometimes I'm bad. But only as bad as I want to be.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm just trying to get out here and get these coins.
He's amazing.
So Sweetie and Halle teamed up for that video in Halle's upcoming film, Bruised.
To collaborate with her, it was just a lot of fun. Like, sometimes I'm speechless. It was just great.
Sweetie's also getting ready to take the MTV stage.
I think MTV is fun. It's innovative. It's out the box. And that's the type of artist I am. So when I got called to do it, it was a no-brainer. The wardrobe will be crazy. Hairstyles. Performances.
And she's dishing all about the inspiration behind her debut album, Pretty Bitch Music.
People think of appearance. But it's like, for me, like, pretty is your aura. It's your confidence. It's your self-esteem. It's how you treat other people. When I'm saying Pretty Bitch Music, I'm giving all that power back to the fans. Social media can really make you feel like you're not pretty. I've been there before. But if you're, like, pretty on the inside, it'll always show on the outside.
And when it comes to her confidence, Saweetie swears by one thing.
I get my confidence from meditating. Journal and I meditate at the same time. So I get my power. I get my patience, honestly, from meditation.
All right, you guys, make sure that you catch the MTV VMAs this Sunday. And coming up, they spent how much? We are going to tell you how much coin the housewives dropped on their lavish wardrobe. We will be right back.
Okay, the bag over there is very distracting. I cannot either.
I had it on display just for you.
Stop.
Are you dead?
The madness.
I have not heard one word out of Crystal's mouth. All I can see is this bag right now.
Now, we all know the Beverly Hills Housewives love to spin big, so we are here to play a game. You see my little mic? That means something is coming, okay? Urge to Splurge, Housewives Edition. The rules are simple. So, the ladies are gonna guess the price of the item worn by the housewives without going over. So, the closest guess gets the point. So, first up, ladies, we have Erica's pink satin reunion dress. How much do you think it costs? Quickly, ladies.
Oh, gosh.
How much did it cost?
Okay, all right. gosh. Okay.
All right, you guys got 2 seconds.
Okay.
One, two.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, Melissa, let me see what yours is.
$25,000.
Oh, Melissa, for a silk outfit?
Do you know what she's going through in her life right now?
If I were going through all that, I'd go, you know what? Screw it. I'm getting the most expensive dress ever.
$25,000 is Melissa's guess. Terry, what is yours?
I have $3,000.
$3,000. Okay, you can't go over. It is. This is why I'm not Bob Barker. Okay.
$3,382.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. So, Terry, this goes to you. That's your point. All right, you guys, here is another reunion. Okay. Look, this time we are talking about Garcelle's beautiful silver dress. How much do you think?
Oh, that's really pretty.
The dress was
great in that. She looks great.
She's gorgeous.
In that.
Okay, all right.
All right, ladies.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Okay, got it.
All right, 3 seconds. One.
Yep. I'm done.
Two. Okay, Terry, what's your guess?
$7,500
for Terry. Well, Melissa?
I learned from last time, $29.99. Garcelle is a businesswoman and savvy. She did it.
Oh, 6,500, but 6,400. What was your guess, Terry?
$7,500.
Oh, okay. All right. So this one goes to Melissa. All right, you guys. Next up, how much did Crystal's gold Chinese New Year dress cost her?
Okay, well, if it matches that bag, it's a lot. Oh. But we know how to play the game now.
3 seconds, ladies.
Okay.
One, two, three. All right, ladies, 5K and Melissa.
Everything.
All right, you guys. I'm not for her. It's not that bad. $4,300. All right, you guys. Look, Melissa, you are the winner. We are almost out of time, you guys. We'll do the rest of this for you guys on social media. Terry and Melissa, thank you so much for a fun show. You guys set the DVR for tomorrow. And Daily Pop is dropping big news from Taylor Swift, so make sure you tune in. Thank you guys so much. We'll see the rest tomorrow. Bye.